Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Becky.
Hi.
Hey. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Fantastic. Here are your 3 headlines. Pick the real one, and you're going to go see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Is it A? Man dressed as mime silently steals hot chocolate from dozens of children in Central Park. To be. Woman in camouflage bib overalls and football helmet uses squirt gun to rob a Piggly Wiggly. Or C, a guy disguised himself as a very convincing woman to buy a puppy with a stolen credit card.
I'm going to have to go with C.
C?
C.
Yes. I'm still not 100% sure she said C, but it's C.
Yay!
Yay!
Nice job.
Yeah. There's a 29-year-old guy. His name is Bryant Farfin from Largo, Florida. And last month, he dressed up as a woman so that he could use a stolen credit card to buy a $4,000 French bulldog puppy from a pet store. Mm. And it worked because he made for a very convincing lady. You would never know it from his regular picture because he doesn't have especially feminine features. But once he slapped on a black wig and some makeup, he kind of looked like an older Catherine Zeta-Jones, or maybe like Catherine Zeta-Jones, not quite as hot sister.
All right.
Anyway, the cops just located him yesterday and arrested him.
When you think of puppies, you think tiny and little and cute. You don't think giant man dressed as a female, stealing credit card information and buying puppies. I don't really know how he would sell the puppy, but depending on, you know, what platform he uses to sell that puppy, I mean, you never know if it's going to go to a good home or not.
We're offering a $1,000 reward in hopes that someone will do the right thing and return her to us.
Yeah, the puppy has not been found yet, but police say they are following some leads, and they do believe that the puppy is okay.
Oh, good.
That's good news.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dana and Jessica.
Hey.
Guys, I didn't even ask which one is Dana, which one is Jessica.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Dana. You're Dana.
All right.
And you're Jessica. Okay.
And I sense a mix of excitement and nervousness. Would that be accurate?
Very accurate.
Yes. Why are we nervous?
This is just something you would never do.
Because you guys kind of signed up for this when you'd been drinking a bit. Is that accurate?
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a smidge. I think that happens a lot. I think it becomes very real for people when they start filling out the questionnaire.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, crap. What have I gotten myself into?
It was one of those moments I was like, so are we really going to do this? Like, you want to do this, Jess, right? And she's like, bring it on.
All right. Yeah. Nice. So how long have you been friends?
About 10 years now.
Yeah. Where'd you meet?
At Aeropostale.
I love that store. What were you doing at Aeropostale?
We were cashiers.
Huh?
Most stressful job ever.
Really? Why?
Working in a mall,
Black Friday.
Oh.
All day shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Shoplifters.
Yeah. So, did you ever chase one down?
No, we weren't allowed
to. We can never
confirm that or deny that.
I have not.
So in other words, she did. So,
maybe.
Maybe. Do you get a pretty good discount?
I think we did. I can't remember.
Yeah, 10 years. It's a long time.
Mom brain, too.
Yeah. Oh, are you a mom?
I am, yes.
Yes. How many kids?
Just one. A little boy.
A little boy. Yep. Yeah. Is there a partner that you're raising this child with?
Yes, my husband.
Your husband. Okay. Married with a kid. How about your
story?
That's
Jessica.
I am single and no kids.
Single.
Dana is single.
Looking very excited.
Looking. Yeah, she's looking.
Looking.
And what type of guy are we looking for?
A gentleman.
Nice
None
answer.
Of these bags that keep coming around.
Yeah.
Is that what you're finding more than anything else right now?
Yes.
Where do you find them? Where do you look?
Everywhere. My friend even put out a post on Facebook trying to find me a man because she's that desperate to find me love.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, she was like, next stop Craigslist. And I'm like, no, I don't feel like getting murdered. So
have you done the online dating? Have you done the
worst experiences ever?
Which ones?
All of them. I've literally tried all of them.
Uh-huh.
Not worth it.
Mm. Not one decent dude.
No.
How many dates do you think you've been out on?
More than I can count.
Wow. Have you tried to help her at all?
I tried to. I don't have very many single friends.
Does your husband have very many single friends?
No. They're all either married or about to get married.
Ugh. And it's just going to get worse.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm gonna be 31 on Sunday, so like, okay, time's ticking. Where are you, Mr. Wright?
You'll find him.
Oh yes, I will.
It'll happen.
I met mine at 34. Plenty of time.
All right, I got this.
All right, well, let's do this thing. We're gonna kick you out.
Okay,
you're going.
So Dana is heading out. She's going off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. And now that she is safely out of earshot, Jen, whenever you're ready.
All right. What would she pick? Star Wars, Star Trek, or Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, probably Dancing with the Stars.
All right. What's your favorite shot?
Probably Jack Daniels.
Okay. At what store can she never resist a sale?
Probably Rosie and Remington. Is that what it's called?
Rose and Remington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some fun stuff in there. What does she think is the most attractive female body part?
Probably boobs.
Boobs. And what is something your husband is not good at?
Cleaning up after himself.
All right.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah.
All right. There's your five questions.
She didn't say that with the least bit of irritation, did she?
Irritation or hesitation for that matter. All right. Now that Jessica's answered all five, we are bringing Dana back into the studio. Dana checking her match account to see.
This was the speed
Facebook.
Round.
Oh, Facebook. All right. She barely had enough time to open up her phone.
Yeah.
That didn't take much time, did it?
No. Gosh. Okay. All right. Let's do this.
An open book.
Yeah.
First question is worth $10.
All right. You pick Star Wars, Star Trek, or Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
There you go. There's your first $10. Next question's worth $20.
What's your favorite shot?
Ooh. I'd probably say tequila.
I almost went with tequila, but didn't.
Oh, dang it.
I would have gone with tequila, too. She said Jack Daniels.
Ah. Yeah.
It's all right. Here we go. How about this one? At what store can you never resist a sale?
Target.
Oh, Target.
Or Rose and Remington. See?
That's what she went with.
Rose.
Dang.
Rose and Remington.
No.
Yep.
Question number four.
Yep. What do you think is the most attractive female body part?
Oh, gosh. Boobs.
Good answer.
There you go.
There's another $20.
Woo! Uh-huh.
So you guys are up to $30 so far with the fifth and final question. If you get this question right, you double your money.
What is something her husband is not good at?
Oh, gosh. Cooking? Because he's never cooked for us before.
That's true.
Is he a good cook or not?
He is a good cook, but it's not. It's very rare occasions
that he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what she said. Tell her what you said, Jessica.
I said that he wasn't good at cleaning up after himself.
Total slob.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, Brad.
That's all right, guys. You got $30. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's lunch.
Dana and Jessica, thank you both for coming on the Best Friend Game.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, do you want to play? Very simple. Send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.